Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian.
Welcome to the Coffee Break Italian show. Io sono Francesca.
E io sono Maurizio. Come stai, Francesca?
Bene, grazie. E tu, Maurizio?
Io... Tutto bene.
Ok.
Sempre bello fare episodi insieme.
Sì, 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 ne abbiamo fatti molti e quindi sì.
È sempre bello.
Sì, sì, sì.
Well, in this weekly episodes of the Coffee Break Italian show, we help you improve your Italian one coffee break at a time.
Yes, if you're listening to the podcast, you can subscribe to the podcast feed. Or if you're watching the video version, you can subscribe to our channel on YouTube.
Exactly. So, what are we going to talk about today? Qual è l'argomento di oggi, Francesca?
Today we are going to talk about gender of nouns.
Okay.
And we are also going to look at some strategies, some tips to recognize whether a word is masculine or feminine.
Sounds good. Are we ready? Siamo
sì,
pronti?
Dai, cominciamo.
Allora, Francesca, we are going to give some tips to remember the gender of nouns in Italian.
Sì.
So let's start with some general rules, maybe?
Sì, sì, I think it's a good idea. Mm. And this is probably a reminder for most of our viewers, but I think it's good to remember that the majority of Italian words ending in O or English O are masculine, whereas those ending in A or English A are usually feminine.
Yeah, it's always a bit confusing with vowels in
sì,
Italian and in
sì,
English
because
sì. we pronounce them differently. For example, if you say ragazzo,
that's obviously masculine because it ends in o, ragazzo.
Yeah, so that's a boy, and the female version
ragazza.
Of a boy, so girl, is ragazza.
Sì,
as
esatto.
We were saying.
O mondo, mm-hmm. ad esempio.
Mondo means world, ends in o.
Sì.
So we know that it's masculine.
Whereas natura?
Natura, nature, is feminine,
sì. This is quite straightforward, although at times there are some exceptions to this rule. We're not going to cover these rules, these exceptions in this video, but just to give you an example, can you think of some exceptions to this
so
general rule?
Let's see. For example, there are in Italian a group of masculine nouns mm-hmm. that end in ma.
Ah, sì.
M-A.
So they ma. Have the feminine ending, uh-huh. a.
But it's that they are masculine nouns. So we're talking about words that have a Greek origin.
Okay.
So if you know some Greek, that might be easier.
A bonus.
but for example, we have problema.
Problema, mm-hmm. sì, which is a problem, obviously.
And we say il problema, un problema. So it's a masculine noun.
Okay.
Or, for example, sistema.
And again, it's very similar to the English system.
Uh-huh. And in this case, again, we are talking about un sistema, il sistema. We're talking about a masculine noun. Okay. Ending in ma, which is an exception to the general rule we've just presented.
Sì, sì. So this is very useful to know. We're not going into the detail of this exception, but just bear in mind that the OA difference works for the majority of the words,
yes.
but there could be some words that don't follow this rule.
Exactly. Well, then in Italian, we also have nouns that end in E.
Sì.
So in English, that's I.
I, sì.
And how do we deal with that vowel?
Okay, first of all, I would say our best friend, the dictionary.
Yes.
the dictionary will always tell our students, yeah. our viewers and listeners, if a word is masculine or feminine. So in brackets, you will find F or M as an indication of the gender of the noun.
Exactly. But I think there are in Italian some endings that are useful to remember whether a noun ending in E or E in English is masculine or feminine. So I'm thinking, for example, if a word ends in ore
sì.
or tore, for mm-hmm. example, cuore.
Amore.
Amore. Colore.
Sì.
So cuore is heart, amore is love, colore is color.
Mm-hmm.
These are all masculine nouns.
So, il cuore, l'amore, il colore.
Exactly. And another example of a noun in this category is, for example, attore.
Attore, actor.
Exactly.
And this is a useful ending for male professions because yeah. I'm also thinking of scrittore.
Scrittore, yeah, that's writer.
Okay.
Correct.
Any other endings that we can associate to masculine?
So we have the endings ale or ile.
Okay.
For example, canale.
Canale.
Yep.
A channel. Or a canal
or
as well.
A canal. Yeah, that's correct. Canale is a masculine noun. Il canale, un canale.
Okay.
Can you think of anything with ile?
Il campanile di una chiesa.
Il campanile, the bell tower.
Una cosa molto italiana.
Molto italiana.
Le campane, il campanile, sì.
Yeah.
O il cortile, il un'altra cortile. Cosa molto italiana.
Mm-hmm. The yard, the backyard,
sì,
for
sì,
example.
Sì, sì.
And what about feminine nouns that end in E?
Okay, feminine, I would say the most common one is the ending zione mm-hmm. or sione, so with Z or S.
Okay.
And this is a, let's say, traditional feminine ending because a lot of words end in zione. Mm-hmm. They can be associated to the English shone
yes,
as well.
That's right. So, for example, emozione.
Sì, emotion.
There you go, that's a feminine noun.
Oh, stazione.
Station.
Sì, sì.
Very good.
Creazione.
Creation.
Ah, that's right.
Again, all feminine nouns.
Sì, sì. Maurizio, we've just mentioned masculine endings for professions like scrittore, mm-hmm. attore. What can we do for the female equivalents?
So, for example, we're going to change the tore into trice.
Okay.
Okay. So we talked about attore,
sì.
A male actor. A female actor will be
attrice, ovviamente.
Very good.
O scrittore.
Scrittrice.
È facile.
Molto facile. Esatto. So these are some of the strategies, tips to understand and remember the gender of nouns.
Ending in E. We were talking about nouns
yes.
ending in
endings,
E.
Ending in E or E
in English.
In English.
Sì. But let's move to Those nouns, which are obviously not Italian, but imported from other languages, mm-hmm. which end with a consonant usually. Yes. Or let's talk more like broadly about foreign words.
Yes. So we're talking about foreign words because basically all Italian words end with a vowel.
Sì.
So it's easy to recognize a foreign word in Italian,
sì.
Because most likely it will end in a consonant.
Esatto.
And in this case, in Italian, we consider foreign words as masculine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking about film.
Sì, il film.
Or, for example, il computer.
Sì, and obviously the translation remains the same.
Computer, yeah.
Or il drink.
Il drink. As well, il gossip.
Il meeting.
Il meeting. Very good. But again, there are exceptions to this rule
mm-hmm.
because I'm thinking of nouns like La colle,
mm-hmm. sì. In this case, we probably associate the word call to the existing word chiamata.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier to associate it to the feminine gender.
Yes.
The same thing that happens with the email, probably.
Yeah, because it should be posta.
Sì, posta elettronica, sì.
So we say la mail.
Esatto, mm-hmm. sì.
Or band. We say
sì.
La band.
Sì.
Because it's...
La banda.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, I think we have covered quite a few things. I'm thinking at the start of this episode, we were talking about all these exceptions that we have mm-hmm. In Italian. Maybe we can wrap up this episode with another useful exception to remember.
Sure. What are you thinking about?
I was thinking of words like crisi, analisi, are they masculine or feminine?
All right. Okay, so these are, again, some words that come from Greek.
Sì.
But in this case, these nouns are feminine.
Okay.
So we said la crisi, mm-hmm. the crisis, l'analisi, mm-hmm. the analysis, or for example, la tesi,
the dissertation or the thesis.
Well, Francesca, we've seen many tips, general rules to understand and remember, recognize the gender of nouns in Italian.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's best to do a little activity with our viewers and listeners.
Okay, buona idea.
Yeah?
Sì.
We're going to mention some nouns and you're going to try to understand what gender the noun is. And since we are in the festive season,
oh.
we're going to use some nouns connected to festivities.
Sì, some festive vocabulary for
exactly.
you. Okay, inizio io.
Va bene.
Vigilia.
Okay, vigilia. Okay. So, la vigilia, for our listeners, is the eve of something.
Sì.
For example, Francesca.
La vigilia di Natale.
Yeah, la vigilia di Natale. It's Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve.
Sì, la vigilia di Capodanno.
Yep, we
sì.
can say that. And vigilia is a noun ending in a, so we know that it's a feminine noun.
Esatto.
La vigilia. Una vigilia. Okay, my turn.
Sì.
Let's look at the word regalo.
Regalo, a gift or a present.
Mm-hmm.
Regalo ends in o, so it's clearly a masculine noun. Il regalo, un regalo.
Exactly. Or, for example, we can look at the word decorazione.
Decorazione, there is that zione ending that must make you think of the schon ending in English, so decoration. And when you hear zione, you immediately have to associate this ending to
the feminine.
And indeed, yep. it's a feminine noun, la yep. decorazione.
Una decorazione.
Okay.
Exactly.
A final one. Panettone.
Panettone. Okay. Well, what is panettone? Let's describe this.
I love panettone.
I'm not a huge fan of panettone, so you tell me. and explain everyone.
Probably everyone already knows is the traditional, let's say, Christmas cake that we eat in Italy during the festive season. And it's like sweet bread with raisins, with candied fruit, covered with sugar.
Yes.
And it's delicious.
There are many, many types. You can find panettone with chocolate or panettone with pistachio. There are so many varieties
now. But panettone è maschile o femminile?
Well, panettone is a masculine noun. We say il panettone, un panettone. But we haven't discussed the ending one, Francesca. So when we encounter a noun that sort of doesn't respect any of the rules we've mentioned, what should we do?
Well, as we said at the start, you have to refer back to your best friend, the dictionary. And once you find out the gender of a noun, you may want to use flashcards or associate the gender with a color. So you can decide that all the masculine nouns are green and you underline them in green, or you use some color coding that makes sense for you. And any other tips for remembering the gender of nouns?
You can also try to learn words in a context. Mm-hmm. So for example, let's imagine you're talking about like water or bodies of water. So you're talking about il mare, il fiume, il pesce.
Il pesce, they're all masculine.
Yeah, so you're gathering together a group of nouns by gender and by context, for example. So that could be another strategy to remember.
È molto utile.
Gender of nouns. Yep.
Well, Maurizio, we have come to the end of this episode.
Great.
I hope you have found it useful to learn or review tips on how to recognize the gender of words, of nouns in Italian.
Perfect. Well, I think it's time to wrap this up.
Va bene.
We hope you enjoyed this final episode of this season of the Coffee Break Italian show. Remember to check out the blog post we put together with all the examples we mentioned, all the words we've mentioned written down. Just click the link in the description.
And if you would like more help with your Italian, you can subscribe for regular free email lessons. Just visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian. Allora, as Maurizio has just said, this is our final episode.
This is our final episode, but you can check out more content by Coffee Break Italian and you can look out for the next mini lesson in your inbox if you've subscribed to our mailing list.
Va bene.
Francesca, grazie for all these tips.
Sì, grazie a te Maurizio per l'aiuto. E
buone feste.
Un felice anno nuovo a tutti e come sempre,
happy coffee breaking.
Ciao.
Ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.